Before we get into talking about tonight's Celebrity Big Brother, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are friends over at Quip. One of the most important things that we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly, although you have to hope that Joey and his 45 minutes of bathroom time, at least he is getting it done correctly. But Quip comes along so you can too, because they've made a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. I love using my Quip. It feels like it's a toothbrush from the future. It comes with vibrating bristles that work on a timer so you know how long to brush each quadrant of your mouth. They've got sensitive sonic vibrations gentle enough on your sensitive gums, and people are brushing too hard. And some electric toothbrushes are way too abrasive. That 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds so you know when to switch sides. And it's got a multi-use cover that mounts to your mirror and gets your toothbrush up off the counter. The brush heads are also delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. 3 out of 4 of us use a toothbrush with bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. I know when I use my Quip that I am brushing for the right amount of time. That's why I love it more than any other boring old regular toothbrush that I've ever had. It's backed by over 20,000 dental professionals, and maybe even Johnny Mac would tell you that Quip starts at just $25. And if you get quip.com/Rob right now, they will get you your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack at getquip.com. That's getquip.com/Rob. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's got the podcast studio down to 33 degrees, the optimal temperature for podcasting. I am Rob Sestrino. Hello, everybody. How's it going? It's the final regular night of Celebrity Big Brother as we head towards 48 hours from now, the finale of Celebrity Big Brother 2, and we've got an episode to talk about here tonight, but hopefully we have lots of fun for you at home. Of course, I want to welcome to the show. We've been waiting all season to get her here with us to talk about everything. Please welcome the great Allie Lasher. Allie, how are you?
Oh, what a get you've been waiting for. No, I'm great. I know that when I hear Taryn starting to talk on the live feed, updates that nothing's happening, that it's time for me to come on and talk on this podcast. I'm excited to be here.
Good. Excited to have you here, as well as a man who's never tired of talking about Big Brother, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited to be here to recap a recap of 3 weeks of a show. I feel like this is very
necessary.
You've
been busy recapping daily.
Yes. Well, it's lots of recaps. It's recapception, and I'm here for it.
Yes. Taryn, over the summer, will you at least write down the highlights of the live feed updates that we can just run one day of you remembering the live feed updates that you like the best?
Remember that time back on
I'll
day
come
one?
In, I'll come on and I'll be like, hey, Taryn, so what's it been like all summer on the daily updates?
There was one time the feeds came on and Mooch wasn't there and we were like, whoa, where's the Mooch?
Yeah.
How crazy was that?
Oh, wait, hold on. It's the podcast doorbell. Let's check to see who's here. Oh my God. It's Brendan and Rachel.
They're back, bitches.
What's going on?
Back.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. Being parents and living life.
Yes, living life. Happy to have Brendan and Rachel are here with us for a little bit to check in and say hi during Celebrity Big Brother.
You have to do it regularly so you don't lose your place in Rob's line.
No, you will never lose a place. Brendan and Rachel, always exciting showmance. Always excited to have you guys here with us on the podcast. So, what's new?
Well, you know, Rob, I was wondering if you could turn it up to like expert, because at this point,
yes, it was too easy. It was too the podcast is too easy.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I miss having you guys here in the studio with us.
No, things falling over me with the silly string.
You know,
I forgot about that. how are you guys enjoying Celebrity Big Brother?
Good. It's well. Okay. So it's a good season, right? It is. I love Big Brother always.
Yes.
But it's not the Big Brother celebrity that I was hoping for.
Not my Celebrity Big Brother.
My Celebrity Big Brother. No, you know, I wish. The reason we like to watch Celebrity Big Brother is because I feel like we get to know the celebrities and we get to learn about what they do and who they are. And this season, I don't feel like we've really learned much.
I just feel like we had there was a high point in the season that peaked really early. So after the discussion about bowel movements, I really haven't had much else to look forward to.
And I mean, Ricky only was a healer once. So
you guys like that?
Yeah, we did. I liked the Ricky Cato segment, but we really liked Cato and Tom and Ryan and, you know.
Cato, surprisingly, I think he was one of my people I would never have expected to like at the end of this. But he did. He becomes endearing a little bit. You're just like, man, he's like past grandpa jokes. He's like great.
Rachel, who's funnier, Brendan or Cato?
Oh, you know, my Buki is the funniest.
I got this one.
You want the timer?
Yeah. You know, Brendan doesn't really have his Tom Green to bounce the Kato jokes off of, so.
Yeah, but I do have D's.
Nope. Yeah. I mean, you guys are like Kato Kaelin. They used to hang out in Brentwood all the time, right?
That's true. Yeah,
exactly.
And I have to pass the house. Well,
to the OJ house?
Or in
Nicole's house.
Yes.
Yeah, that's still standing.
Yes.
But,
okay.
We used to hang out at Lake, what do you call it? Lake Tarzana? No, sorry. What is it?
Okay. This is
the lake that you can't go to.
The lake that Brendan and Rachel can't go to. What is it?
You can't go to it. Yeah. Right.
The lake that shall not be named.
Yeah. No, it's in
Ricky
LA.
Lake.
Kato
was telling Ricky about it.
Shovel.
Okay. All right. We'll take your word for it. Allie, do you know?
No. Definitely.
Okay. Sorry. It's like a horror.
Okay. Now, hold on. Now, do you guys hang out with Jonathan Bennett? Are you guys in the cool Big Brother? Yes.
Yeah. We're in the cool kids club now. So we do hang out with Jonathan and he's amazing.
Rachel has. We hung out with him right before they went in the house, actually.
Yeah. And then after. Oh no!
You should have talked to us.
I haven't seen him afterwards. Yeah, but you know what? I was really sad he wasn't on the show. That he would have been so good.
Yes. When you said he wasn't on the show, I thought you were talking about the recap of the recap tonight.
Well, no, I'm actually just talking about in general.
Yeah.
He got as much screen time as Dina, so.
Yeah, but he got nothing tonight. I feel like even in the regular seasons, they give everybody a crumb. I don't know. Did he make somebody mad in production?
Did he spill the tea outside of the house?
Maybe.
Hmm.
He told them that some of the dramatics are not genuine.
is that what happened?
I don't think so.
He did have that part where he walked into the room and then they were like, no, get out.
Lolo was like, no, get out of here. We don't want you here right now. That was it. All right. So who are you guys rooting for to win on Wednesday?
I think out of everybody.
No one.
No, come on.
No, Candy maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, because like, Tamar's just so extra. Yeah. And
too
I'm
extra. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, come on. She's got to be afraid of everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's a 3-foot jump. Yeah. I can't do it. Somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Lolo's the worst. I mean,
the worst.
I mean, she
honestly,
is,
you guys, like, we listen to the podcast to the Rahappies, and she's the worst.
The Rahappies, is that our award show?
Happy hour. What do you guys call the
rodeo? Not for a while. That one. But anyway, so you don't like Lolo?
No, I don't. I don't really.
I know. I just think with Lolo, it's she. Again, I guess I do imagine her being on the challenge and fitting in a little bit more, a little better. Like, that seems to be a place she just wants to, like, compete, and she's, like, aggro all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we kind of figure out why you're not with somebody. You're probably very aggressive in the dating life.
When are you guys going to be on the challenge? Allie's been waiting to cover you guys on the challenge. You're, like, the only Big Brother people that haven't been on the challenge yet.
Well, we won Fear Factor, so.
You know. So you've already done, you've gone to MTV and you've come back a winner?
Exactly. They're going to have to put us on, like, the Fear Factor All-Star Winners season. So they're saving us for that.
Yeah, Brendan.
I think we're too old for the challenge. I think they like them young and single.
I don't think you guys are too old for the challenge. Allie, right there. I mean, they're like 10 years younger than Mark Long, right?
Yeah, no, you're definitely not too old for the challenge, but in the past when married couples go on the challenge, it doesn't turn out so well for their marriages. I'd love to see you on the challenge, but let's not risk it.
Yeah,
no.
You could get
Survivor. We'll hold out, Rob.
Yeah, okay. Brendan, you could get a Brendan, my man, what is good?
Eric, what is good?
What about Dina Lohan? Are you have any feelings about Dina Lohan?
Yeah. I say we pull Dina out and we put in Dino in.
Baby Dino the dog?
Baby Dino the dog. He's got more appeal than Dina.
Yeah, she's still there.
Yeah.
She's hanging in there.
Surpassed Kathy's status.
As
like being the house guest that just like hangs out. You see her once
Victoria
in a
Victoria style.
And then all of a sudden she didn't go home and nobody's gonna know why.
Yeah.
No, she's not going home.
I know she's
there's
not.
There's no final, Matt Hoffman in the house. She's not going home.
But Dina Lohan has a shot to win this thing.
I actually do think she does because
Against Lolo.
I mean, I think that nobody would want to vote for Lolo.
Yeah.
And then
Lolo's a no-no?
Lolo's a no-no. I think if she was up against Ricky, it's like, well, what if Ricky and Dina? What do you throw your hands in the air? What did they, neither one of them did anything.
Yeah. What about, are you a Ricky fan?
Ricky just seems a little, doesn't seem like he's really trying.
Yeah.
You know, he's seems at peace. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, how did we get this cast and where did they come from? And it's like, I feel like half of me feels like I'm watching Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the Bravo show.
Yes.
It's like Tamar and Candy. And then.
No, not even Candy. I don't feel like she's really up in the mix. Yeah. It's just, it's Tamar and Lolo just screaming for half an hour.
Yeah, we got a lot of fights tonight. We have to see all the fights in the recap.
Yeah, I wish Ryan and Jonathan and Tom and Kato would have been around longer because I feel like we would have had a lot of fun watching them.
Well, they would have balanced it out way better too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first couple of guys that went out. Yeah, they really, I feel like they tried to almost like write Jonathan out of the show and make it like that the bromance in the house was Lochte and Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
They were the best friends.
That was weird. I was confused about that too because I didn't even think they were friends at all. Were they? For like a week?
Post-Jonathan, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Joey would have been cool, but he wasn't playing the game either. I forgot he was on the show until tonight, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the Mr. Clean thing was probably the best things about Joey Lawrence. Yeah.
that was a highlight?
That was like, Ryan's got it. I was like, he nailed it.
And if the Mooch would have stayed, then, we might have had a whole different season.
I guess so, but I guess he was a twist, like the saboteur. Yeah.
Right. He was a better saboteur, I guess.
Twist that they found out a week into him being in there.
Yeah, did you feel like that we didn't even get any other, like, in the recap episode of, like, here's some weird things that the Mooch was doing?
Yeah. Right. Just,
the whole thing, I mean, I think that played a big part of how we viewed the season. Like after the Scaramucci thing, he goes out and it's like, wait, why? What happened?
Yeah.
He was a what?
Mm-hmm.
I think you just kind of, from there, it never really got above that, beyond that.
And I thought it was weird when they showed him in the diary room. He was like, oh, I can just, like, I can be summoned in here or I could just come in here. Like, well, hold on. I thought you were a twist.
Yeah. Right. And then also, it was weird that he was able to have an alliance and he was able to, like, get nominated. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the whole thing was weird. But I mean,
does anyone think
weeks.
It was really a twist? I mean,
no.
Now, how come
I have to leave? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How come they had real Big Brother contestants in the house on the first night of the first Celebrity Big Brother, right?
Right.
Didn't you guys perform a show for the celebrities?
We did, yes.
This
we
year, I don't think we've had any actual Big Brother contestants come into the house for the celebrities.
Well, they had their celebrities from season one.
That's it. That's it now. Now we can't cross the streams.
It's a different franchise.
It's like Big Brother Canada to Big Brother US.
Exactly. No, it's like Big Brother Over the Top.
whoa.
Rachel. Well, that's like the Voldemort of Big Brother. Shall not be mentioned.
Yeah. any other highlights or hot takes about Celebrity Big Brother?
I mean,
well, Tom was fun to watch. Yeah.
I did want to see him go further than he did. Mm-hmm. I don't know, did his paranoia really get him in? I mean, Taryn may be able to tell us better than anyone. Did his paranoia line up with how they portrayed him? Or?
I was sitting
there.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Okay.
basically, Tom did what just happened to you. He was like, hey, I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
And then the women were like, no, Ricky's sitting there. And he was like, no, but Ricky.
And then they didn't care, right? Because I felt like with Tom, he never had a chance with any of the females because they just, for some reason, didn't want to align with him. And mm-hmm. then I felt like for sure the last twist that we saw when they had the breaking news, when it was like, hey, there's an extra competition mm-hmm. right before the HOH, like, oh, Tom, hey, wink, wink, you know? So I thought they wanted Tom to win that.
But. Yeah. A lot of Tom Green tonight. Also, yeah. Got a good,
there was a lot of Tom and Kato.
He's got a good shot at the
America's favorite though. Do we think, or Lochte? Cause Lochte was pretty funny.
I think Lochte's too far back, Taryn, right?
Yeah. He's been off the show too long.
Yeah. Okay.
So is the real competition then is Tom and Tamar?
No,
maybe
it's going to be Tamar. Watch. She'll go out third and it'll be Tamar.
I think Tamar has a shot. I think it's probably between Tom and Tamar. From what I've seen from the casual viewers, they are all about Tom and they don't like Tamar. Oh. But there is like a large Tamar fan base from the live feed contingent. So that's the one that got her the publicist win in the first place. So plus she was all over the episode tonight. So
she was.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
And she does have some good one-liners. I'll give her that.
But she's good TV. She's she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she does.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm really glad that we got a chance to say hi to you guys. I know you have your hands full over there. I appreciate you making time for us.
This was so fun. Thank you for having us. Okay.
And then in the summer, come back here in person, okay?
Yeah, we would love that.
Okay. All right. Take care. Brendan and
not on the show. No, okay.
Brendan and Rachel, everybody. Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go ahead and try this. Okay. Hold on. And let's see. Yeah. There you go. All right.
That was actually good. I liked
it. Yeah. I knew it was going to be a little bit of a wonky transition on the video.
Face.
But okay. There you go. Brendan and Rachel, everybody. There you go. All right. Let's talk about what we saw here tonight.
Must we?
I mean, let's go through it. It's always fun, and then we'll hear what we can look forward to. But Allie, what was the highlight of the night in your mind?
I mean, my take. I kept a running list of notes as I watched the season. No, not even for this episode, just generally. And one of my first thoughts early on was, can you like imagine how insufferable the diary rooms that didn't make air must be? And then we got to see like a full clip show of how insufferable those DRs were. So I think that was a highlight if you count like me feeling fulfilled. I did like the Kato trying to make Ricky laugh segment a lot. We touched on that a bit. I was like dying to jump in, but it's Brenchel. And I was just like, oh, I can't.
Yeah.
Love that moment.
did you feel like that it illustrated what a tough crowd Ricky is, or maybe that Cato needs some work? Here, so actually, Allie, what I want to do here is that I thought of this when I was getting ready for the show. What I'd like to do is play Cato's material for you and see if we can get you to crack a smile, if that's possible.
Sure.
Would you be up for that?
Yeah, I mean, sure. And then yes.
Okay, so here was this was the conversation that led up to that.
Ricky, what'd you think of Cato?
Oh, Cato was funny like 1,000th of the time.
He was funny 1,000th of the time, according to Ricky. So I have the whole routine. Are you up? I don't mean to put you on the spot. Are you up for this challenge? I'm throwing this at you.
Let's do. I mean, I'm not like that nervous because I'm from Jersey, so I'm not offended by D's nuts jokes. But if that's like the bar to get Ricky to laugh and he couldn't laugh in that minute, yeah, I'm not worried about it.
And we're going to cut before then. We're only going to do the 60 seconds of the actual.
Yeah, I can do it.
All right. Let's see how tough of an audience Allie is. Here is the, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Cato Kalin.
Whoa! Wow, where'd you get those shorts? You've got milk all over them. Are you from the dairy state? Ricky Williams called me Smiles. Ha 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 ha! Your beard looks like a Santa Claus, and you got like a smile about you that children would love. I could see you as a
pretty
like,
straight
child
face
on your lap, going, "Do some more yoga, do some more yoga." And the baby's going like this.
Not much.
I want some milk. I want to take a nap, Papa. I said I want to take a nap, Papa. Ooh, Daddy, boo boo.
Is Ricky Williams like a baby? Why? That's like if I was trying to like make like a baby laugh, I'd be like, Ricky, 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 look over here. What's this, Dad?
Yeah, someone who often tries to be funny and fails, I could sympathize with Cato a little bit. But what I liked most about this moment is I felt like watching Ricky watch Cato is exactly what it's been like me watching Ricky all season. So it just was like twofold. There were many layers to the scene.
So you feel like that as unfunny as Cato might be, you feel like Ricky Williams is less funny.
Or it's more like his face in the beginning of just like sheer like impatience. Just like, oh, like I'm sitting here and I don't want to be anymore. Like that's kind of how I felt.
Taryn, was that your reaction at any point to watching some of the live feeds this season?
I guess so. I mean, I went into that clip smiling because I thought the setup was funny. And then as I listened to it, literally my smile faded from my face. I was like, okay, we're really doing this. Like, it was not good. This is never a good scenario. You should never just try. Like, if the goal is to make somebody laugh, you've already lost unless you're like really good at it or the other person is really bad at not laughing. Because even if they are really bad at not laughing, somebody's just going to see you make somebody laugh with nothing, and it's going to be embarrassing for everyone. And if you don't make them laugh, it's even more embarrassing for everyone. Nobody should ever do this ever.
Yeah. Maybe you can reverse the exercise of like, try not to laugh.
Like maybe you did to me, and then I laughed immediately.
You laughed immediately, but then once you heard Cato Kalin, you snapped right out
of it. Exactly, the reverse exercise. Like, don't laugh. I'm going to laugh immediately.
All right. Let's talk through some of the rundown here. We got a little bit of a setup about how, hey, it's the fourth quarter and everybody, it's go time. Here comes Mark McGrath of Celebrity Big Brother 1. Terry, do you feel like that Mark McGrath was the right call to host the round table?
Yes, because his voice sounds exactly like the voice. I think his name is Cookie from the Jackbox Party Pack games. So he just seems like a host to me. That said, over the course of the episode, I forgot that he was there. Like, he was talking and I forgot that he was a real person. He just kind of blended. So there's that.
Yeah. I feel like that Marissa Jarrett Winoka really got the shaft that in so many ways between Meta World Peace tweeting that Ross is the winner of the season, that they sort of just had her up in the balcony for like the last 5 seconds of the episode, Allie.
Yeah, Mark thought Mark was the right choice, so I think that made Mark the right choice. I think they were doing the Broadway angle with Marissa, but I was distracted by her wearing like a fur coat in California. I get that, like, you guys are delicate.
It has been a little chilly. Yeah.
But I don't know that you need, as someone who survives negative 30 in Michigan, I don't know if you need that coat. But yeah, I mean, I was thinking Ross is the natural fit for the hosting gig, but then who's going to be, is Marissa really the right fit? Or Mark for the cousins bit. So I could sympathize with casting that Mark did an okay job here, despite not being the winner of the season.
Okay. Taryn, who's been the biggest snub from Celebrity Big Brother 1 that we haven't seen?
Ariadna.
That's
Taryn, my pick.
But she's but busy Brandy, on world's Brandy greatest. Again. World's best.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that they've done a pretty good job of bringing back, you know, the people from that. They brought back half the cast at
you
this
point.
You know
what? It wouldn't have killed them to bring back James Maslow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have killed them. He could have come back.
I mean, James was fun on the show. Is he still into it, though? Like, I think he got into it, but it seemed like he was the kind of person that wouldn't. Maybe now that it's post-show, he's not as into it anymore.
He could have.
You have to be into it to show up here, like, to do this appearance. Like, I feel like that's a check you're not going to turn down. You're not declining that if you're James Maslow. Come on.
Yeah, we don't know what he's up to. So that the first thing that Mark McGrath goes into is talking about, like, we had Omarosa at our house. You guys had the mooch. What was that like? And we have a whole reset of the mooch. And I was really like, we're doing this again, Taryn. We're going back to the mooch.
Just keep reminding us of how embarrassing the start of the season was and how, I mean, Rachel and Brendan had it right. Like, it really set the tone for the season in terms of just, like, just right from the gates. It was just like, what are we doing here? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Although we did get the extended cut of the scene with the Tom Green dog joke.
Yeah,
which we didn't get, the first time around.
So glad we got that.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good button on the scene, and then Tamar as well. And then we go into the reset of Lolo and Natalie Eva Marie, the big where Tamar busted Natalie Eva Marie alley, and then Natalie Eva Marie tried to pretend that she knew Tamar was there the whole time.
I can't believe I didn't get a mooch question, but that's
fine. I know better.
I honestly, I wrote in my notes, Tamar reacts to politics like Rob does. So I'm not surprised that I didn't get a mooch on that. But that's all I would have said.
Yeah.
I wanted to say. I don't have a lot of pre-scripted jokes.
But okay, good.
No, so I'm not even mad that I'm seeing this scene twice. There are a couple scenes where I'm like, ooh, we watched this already and it's a little boring, but this busted.com bit, like the whole premise that this even happened and that they tried to backtrack and then Lolo, as I would, gets mad as a defense was just, I loved it. So I wasn't mad seeing it again.
Yeah. And then with the whole reset of the throat punch, Taryn, I feel like if people tuned in that like for the first time tonight and they're seeing this, they're like, oh boy, I wonder how this played out. Like they go to commercial and they always do this on these clip shows. Like they go to commercial on a fight, but they don't like sort of like let the tension out of the balloon. And then it's sort of like, if you're watching for the first time, I guess you might think that the fight is going to get resolved.
Yeah. It turned into then do it, then say it, then do it. That's what it turned into.
They like to go to the fight on a lot of these act breaks, Allie.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm as lost as it was watching this show.
Yeah, but my favorite part of this on the rewatch was Jonathan Bennett walking into the room like, no, get out of here.
It's a perfect scene. It starts with a strategic error that's so embarrassing. And you like, you can feel how they feel in that moment when they realize that Tamar's in the room. And then Tamar reacts amazingly. Like, this is not, you know, Joe and Dan on season 14 where Dan's just like, hey, dude, I'm right here. Like, whoops. This is like, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you did not just do that. Mm-hmm. You just made a final two. And they're like, no, we didn't make a final. Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, yeah, you did.
The best is you have a final two with Candy. Like, that's the all-time greatest thing to do is to just, like, oh, Tamar, now we're mad at you for your final two. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. I did think that I don't think there was any agency here, but Lolo did end up playing it very well in that they're like, wait, no, I'm mad at you. Screw you. You said you're going to punch me. Like, and now it went from like joking around being mad to then like Lolo's mad.
Well, yeah, it's a punch in the throat.
Yeah.
So don't be punched. I can't believe I never made the connection that Tamar was in this threat controversy, and then later in a threat controversy with Tom. I found that like hilarious. Like I can't, like, Lolo of course is gonna like respond like this. Oh, what you're gonna come at me? You're gonna come at me? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. This was a fantastic scene. I love it so much.
It's a good scene. It belongs in the best of. But we're going to do some Joey Lawrence material. Allie, how big of a Joey Lawrence fan are you?
Zero.
We're
like, whoa, oh, being the zero. Whoa. I can't even get the energy up. Yeah. My favorite.
A lot of Joey tonight.
My favorite woe is Julie's woe when he's doing his interview. Where she's like, I had to. Mm-hmm. He's like giving her the death stare. Joey. Ah, and the
there we go.
Whoa.
Nice.
Oh, that was beautiful. How did that not make the best of? What if they threw, like, in the clip show, they threw it to one of the interviews? I think that would be
good. Like, hey, well, they can't remember that.
Like, Mark saw it. Well, he said they did that with Tom. You guys weren't watching this, but on the live feeds, Tom was a goof.
Yeah. I guess they were like, Tom, why was he being goofy when we weren't around?
Yeah, but well, Joey... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
No, I love how, like, again, Mark sets it up like, hey, you guys didn't know, but Tom did some crazy stuff. Lolo immediately, oh, I knew. I knew. I watched him. I was spying on him the whole time. I know all about Serial Osprey. I know everything.
Yeah. So we get a side of Joey Lawrence that I'm not, Taryn, did we know this about Joey Lawrence? Had this been documented?
That he's Mr. Clean?
Yes.
Yeah. This is like he was. I mean, this is who Joey is. He is all about. I mean, the workouts. He's very particular about his workouts. He gets very excited about his routines. I love that they showed the bromance between him and Ryan, because that was totally true. You should have seen him recapping his plans for the night with Ryan. Like, okay, we're gonna go in the pool, right? Then we're going to come out. We're going to have some with some sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to do, ready for this? Some burpees. Yeah. Then we're going to go and shower. Oh, man. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So excited. So pumped.
Yeah. He's
also some bathroom stuff. Don't forget the bathroom stuff.
Bathroom stuff. Kitchen stuff, too. So much kitchen stuff with Joey that it turns out that the Big Brother refrigerator is set at a suboptimal 37 degrees, Allie.
Yeah, I saw Kirsten McGinnis tweeted, like, it's not the fridge temp, it's the massive overcrowding of the fridge that's not keeping your food cold. I don't know, to me, and maybe I'm disgusting because I will
what
say
is she,
that...
a scientist? How does she know all this?
I don't know, it looked pretty...
If you have too much stuff in your fridge, you need to make the temperature lower?
I don't know, I don't... I'm just quoting Twitter, that's the closest I could get, but... If you could see the rest of my room not pictured, it's disgusting. So I am not Joey Lawrence.
You should get a science project and put it behind you.
Honestly, I saw that and I was like, God damn it, Brenshaw, that's brilliant. I had to throw everything on the floor and it's out of frame. But I also don't have a kid that would like pick it up. So no problems there. But yeah, so Joey and I would probably not get along between his... clean freakness, but to me 33 degrees sounds like a little too cold, a little frosty milk there,
right? Yeah, it's only one degree above freezing, but I guess Joey Lawrence, who are we to quibble with Joey Lawrence? He knows what he's talking about.
Dangerously.
We talked about Kato Kaelin trying to make Ricky Williams laugh. We go from the laughter to more fighting, and we get to see another long clip that we didn't get to see in the show, the infamous Lolo versus Tamar battle of the grocery list. Allie, I don't think that sea bass was mentioned this much on Survivor Ghost Island.
Yeah, no, it's certainly not. I remember hearing about this when you guys covered it on the podcast. So I was a little bit prepped.
Sea bass versus lamb chop debate, which then spawned the peas or no peas great debate of 2019.
I'm always here to talk about the weird food habits of the LFC. But yeah, I will. This is for the first time in my podcasting life. I'm a bit unprofessional here, and I will have to admit that I did take a call for my mom during this episode. And it was at this moment I started with just like Tamar being like, the producers are so amazing that they would flood the fridge with sea bass that nobody would eat. So I just scribbled like a quick little note that was just like, just bring Lolo some sea bass, like nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I clicked back in and Tamar is like, apparently Lola's being thrown under the bus and nobody cleans. So I missed a little bit even in the recap.
All right. Well,
absolutely mad.
Let's get the reset on this from Taryn. Sure. And Taryn, I want to start outside of the Big Brother house that I know that you are our nutrition expert on the panel. What do you know about the nutritional information of sea bass?
I mean, it's got those good omega-3 fatty thingies. Acids.
Yes. Lots of omega-3s.
Yeah. You got to take those. You got to take those. Eat the fish. It's a good source of protein.
Why can Lolo only eat sea bass as opposed to any other fish?
You know, she probably has she probably went in with a certain eating schedule meal plan to make sure that she was hitting all the right macros and such. So I imagine that's where it came from. And fish is probably a good source of that sort of lean protein that she's looking for.
Can I ask a question on that note with the macros and the schedule? This is out of order, but I mean, you brought me on.
We'll allow it.
I don't understand how like Ryan Lochte and Lolo Jones can be training for the 2020 Olympics and like 3 weeks of Big Brother is a part of that regimen and you can like expect.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think in my mind, I think that they're maybe not really serious. And tell me if I could be way off on this, but I feel like that they're more on the periphery of like, I feel like that we're not really counting on them for Team USA in 2020. And maybe, dare I say, both are past their prime.
I think that might be the case.
Like,
but also,
there's no
I
guarantee they're going to make the Olympics team in 2020.
Yeah, and I think mostly it's just like, hey, we're going to take a 3 week period where we just try and not lose too much muscle, you know, whatever it is. You know, that's why like Lolo is in the gym training on her treadmill thing. She's got like a harness on the treadmill to prevent her from, I guess, sprinting off the thing. Mm-hmm. So she has a special setup, as well as Ryan's expert setting on the pool. The endless pool or whatever it is. So yeah. They are still in there and they're still trying to diet in the right way. So, you know, I think they're just kind of on cruise control right now.
All right. Sorry. The sea bass though.
But yeah. Allie, we know that Lolo Jones is also a bit of a social media influencer. Is it possible that Lolo Jones is sponsored by a big sea bass?
Well, you know what? Anything's possible because I saw Brita filter spawn today on Instagram. So like literally someone from the challenge was like, ditch your water bottle. Here's a giant Brita filter. So, I mean, I would be happy to sponsor that as well. If anybody wants to send me, I could ditch all of my water bottles.
Do you like filtered water?
Sure, I could. I could like anything. So yeah. if
you could say I'm never filtered, but my water is.
I don't want that to be my brand. Reject that. Okay. I have great judgment and I'm always filtered.
Just like my water.
Just like my water.
You could say spin it either way. That's fine. Okay. Perfect. So we got to see the whole Lolo versus Tamar. I like that. Tara, was there like some sort of like a mandatory Joey Lawrence house cleanup going on during all of this? Like Lolo would not stop swiffing during the sea bass conversation. It looked like Natalie Eva Marie was like Windexing like parts of the Big Brother house that I didn't even know they had to clean.
I think this was right before Joey was evicted.
So they were trying to like show him that they're serious about keeping him by keeping the house clean.
Yeah, it was a sign of respect for Joey. They wanted to send him out, right? He said, "Look, if I have to walk out this door, that floor better be spotless, Lola."
Yeah. Okay. We then went into a segment about how the two best friends in the house had to have been Joey and Ryan. They were so funny together. They were BFFs. poor Jonathan.
Yeah, this should have been Jonathan, but here's the thing. We were talking about, like, what did Jonathan do to piss the producers off? Jonathan said, hey, you guys screwed me with a twist. That's what he said. So now it's no more Jonathan.
So that's it. That's it. In his interview with Julie or in his post-game press?
In his interview with Julie and in his post-game press. He's been like, look, I kind of got screwed. I don't think they like that very much. Yeah,
I forgot about that when he talked to Julie about everything. So, what are you going to do?
But the highly effective mooch twist was his second chance. So he has no excuse.
I think this was that.
Like, you have to start getting people to keep you there immediately without ever knowing anyone.
But you had three chances to save yourself.
Correct. Yep.
Unprecedented three chances.
Also not athletic.
You are a liar, because I will tell you why. Someone told me you work out at their gym in this neighborhood, and I said, you know what? It shows, because you were good at those competitions.
Okay, they were okay.
Don't undersell yourself.
Okay, thank you.
I know where you work out.
You know, it was... Come through, Julie! Come on!
Yeah, they hate him. Is he going to be allowed back at the finale, Taryn?
I don't know. Maybe not. Hey, you're a liar. He's a liar. Unprecedented. They gave him an unprecedented amount of chances to save himself.
Well, unprecedented before Tom Green.
Yeah, I think that what's going to happen is on finale night, Jonathan is going to get up. He's going to say his piece. He's going to go to insert his key, and then they're going to go, uh-oh, celebrity breaking news. It's the twist. You thought the mooch was gone, but this is the twist all along. The mooch was a mole because he now gets to vote in place of Jonathan Bennett.
He's back. What? Oh, boy. Too bad, Jonathan. No. Okay. All right. Let's see what else was going on. We can't skip past this discussion about Joey Lawrence's cooking substances. Tells Ryan Lochte, got to go with olive oil.
A lot of other oils, like coconut oil. So you know what it does inside your body? Clogs arteries.
No, yep. I use coconut oil for something else.
Lochte!
We lost Aaron.
Lochte! Okay. All right.
It's for aerodynamics in the water.
Yeah, that's what it is. Before he shaves all his body hair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll move on. Winter of Stein tomorrow. Okay. All right. Then we go to Candy and Tamar. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, Allie.
Yeah. We had to go. Their friendship goes 20 years back. We had to feel like we were going 20 years back to day one to start this. I don't know that we really needed to start. What was it, the mile markers? Day one, day four, day 10, day 24, as though that's a long period of time.
Yeah.
It was helpful to see more. I want to say that. It was most helpful. Again, this is my whole thing with this whole season. If you're not, I mean, I don't know, Rob, what you had to do with CBS, what kind of coconut oil arrangement you made, but you couldn't watch this season and know what was going on without listening to the podcast. Like, I listen to the podcast anyway because I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. Promotion to your people watching this. Mm-hmm. But, like, without having heard about Tamar and Candy through listening to updates,
yes,
I still don't think you have any understanding from even watching, like, the big reveal here on the clip show.
No. No, not really.
Not at all.
Like, a little bit, right? It's like, on tour, you were unprofessional. Candy thought she was unprofessional. Candy laughed, and that upset Tamar.
Yeah.
And Tamar had to endure being uncomfortable, which I have to do all the time. So that's...
Yeah. Now, and they may end up in the final two together, Tara. And I think that this is, again, unprecedented, but maybe not necessarily intentional. But you have people who, like, work together and travel together, like, within the last year. And they may, and at no point really were considered to be like, oh, that's a pair. We got to target them. They came in. They really, the two of them played this beautifully.
I unintentionally, but yeah, but yes, yeah. I think that
it's like the perfect way you would want to play it.
This argument about relevancy, where Tamar then decided, screw everyone, I'm just voting Candy out no matter what. I don't care if it means we keep Jonathan. Candy has to go. That really set a precedent to like open up a door for Tamar to be able to then work with Candy later on. And it really, the pre-existing relationships are huge on these celebrity seasons. Marissa and Ross were friends prior to the show, and look what happened there.
Yeah, they didn't even have to have like a million fights with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have to.
Well, that's because Ross was also friends with like half the rest of the cast.
Dude, that was smart. And he's cousins with Meta World Peace that we just found out.
Yeah. Secret alliance. We never knew about it.
Yeah. Okay. So then we get into Lolo's love life, Allie. We get to find out about Lolo. What's going on with Lolo's love life? Why Lolo has been unlucky in love.
Yeah, for any bachelor.
And the Olympics.
Well, that's neither of them are any of my business. But yes. No, for any Bachelor fans who may have opted to watch the recap of CBB instead of Bachelor tonight, you get the virginity story on both shows.
Oh, yes. So.
Two for one. It's an upward trend.
It was a twofer. Yeah. And so she tells her whole story. Taryn, how much does Lolo do a reset of this story on the live feeds?
I mean, not that often. I mean, she talks about wanting a man a lot, and she talks about her faith a lot. So I don't know. It's up there. Probably
it's up there. Okay. Lolo is very religious.
Yeah, she is. It's something that, I mean, it's why she's still a virgin, and it's something that is very important to her and like very core to like the decisions that she makes. And she doesn't like it when you challenge that. So like even recently, you know, when Ricky is talking about his sort of, you know, spiritual self-improvement stuff, that kind of doesn't mesh well with her beliefs all the time. So that you know, causes a little bit of tension.
Yeah. Now, interestingly, just to tie this back to another recap of a recap from a long time ago, we do know there is some precedent here that Big Brother does like to discuss the topic of virginity when they get a chance to do a recap show. Let's go back to the night of August 18th, 2017.
Well, we all know Jessica's gone. And one of her traits was she was good at spelling, right?
Oh, my God.
Although, she didn't always have the best vocabulary. From what I understand, she didn't know the difference between Heisman and another word.
And ironically, we have a Heisman. Let Heisman talk in this house this season.
A Heisman winner.
They need
a Heisman swallower. Isn't that what happened to Cato's colon? He had the Heisman trophy stuck in there.
We needed Detective Levasseur for this case. The Heisman.
Got one of each.
Yeah.
What do you want us to say, Rob? Like, what's the DM for that?
I just thought that was the universe brought us back on another recap of the recap. Amazing. Amazing.
It's all connected.
It all worked out. So shout out to the Big Brother 19 mid-season recap of the recap. Okay. All right. Tamar says, don't go to the, how do you know you like sand if you've never been to the beach? I wasn't sure if that analogy exactly was right.
Yeah, is anyone going to the beach for the sand?
Yeah,
I don't know. That's a detriment.
Not really. I hate the sand.
Yeah, that's like the worst part of the beach.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody like the sand?
Not Anakin Skywalker. Not Bradley.
Not Shamar.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. Serious talk. Okay. We get Tom Green opening up about his battle with cancer, Taryn.
Yes. This is something that he did talk about on occasion on the feeds. He talked about it also after he thought he was going to be evicted, and he talked about how, you know, he really just after he was diagnosed with cancer in the middle of the height of his career, he just always now expects the rug to be pulled out from under him because that was such a traumatic experience. He clearly can speak about it well. Something else is that he's been wearing shirts that are being sold to support a friend of his who has cancer. Mm-hmm. So he is all about the cancer stuff, and I think he speaks about it well.
Yeah, and a very nice piece to be in the recap here for Tom as we head into the voting for America's Favorite Player as well. That I think production really wanting Tom to win this thing.
Yeah, I think based on this episode, I think production wants Tom to win America's Favorite Player, and I think they want Tamar to win the game.
Okay, why do you say that?
This was a great episode for her. I think that especially, there are five people left in the game. Tamar,
because the jurors probably are watching.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Tamar probably loses against Candy or Dina anyway, so that doesn't matter. But she is going to be, if she wants to have a chance at winning, she needs to be up against Lolo or Ricky. Lolo, I felt like, had a terrible episode. This was all of the Lolo's worst moments.
The Lolo's.
The Lolo's of Lolo, where in reminding, hey, Ryan, remember how hypocritical she was, how jealous she was of your relationship with Jonathan? I remember how terrible that was. And Tamar she was fun on this episode. This is the fun part of Tamar. This is in Tamar being exciting and good TV. And I think she really comes off well, especially in comparison to Lolo. And so I really feel like this could make a difference if the two of them are sitting in the end.
Okay. Allie, true or false? The only reason that Big Brother production cares about who is going to win the season is because they don't want to see Dina Lohan come back and host a competition next year.
False. Dina Lohan's amazing.
Okay. All right. What is it that's working for you about Dina Lohan?
So first of all, I took the quiz that has been advertised like every 10 seconds on my Instagram of like, which Big Brother house guest are you?
Oh, I didn't even see this.
Dina.
Okay.
I think Dina is like, we called it the Mitch watch on the challenge. So like the three people who watch the challenge who are watching this or who listen to my podcast know this. There was this guy on a blood versus water season, basically, of the challenge who was just like not there at all, named Mitch. But in the background of every scene, you can guarantee he was like stealing the show. So I think Dina is like the Mitch watch or the Dina
watch. This is not Mitch from Big Brother Canada 4.
No, this is a lesser known Mitch, if you could believe that.
don't make Taryn mad, Allie.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, right? So no, I just think Dina, like, she kills me. Even in the beginning of this episode, she just like flops on the couch like, oh, I'm exhausted after like doing absolutely nothing. Like, I love it. I love Dina.
Yeah.
And her like, oh, I'll believe every word out of Ryan Lochte's mouth because,
oh, yeah,
tarnished. I know fake news. Like, I love it. I love you.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about the whole Ryan Lochte resets of the story.
Yes. Well, her jury management is so good. She's constantly complimenting the people on the jury. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's doing it on purpose, but she's definitely doing it.
Yeah. Allie, what did you think about the Ryan Lochte story?
I mean, amazing. What a throwback to this like moment. I remember when this news broke, and I love how Ryan's able to say like, I fabricated a story and also get everybody to believe his version of the story in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And like, kudos to him for being like, I was drunk when I told the story. So whoops. I think this was a pretty cool moment for a celebrity season of a reality show to see like a story that made news explained by the person on TV. The interesting thing and less funny thing about this, although it was hilarious to me, is like this and the Tom Green segment together. Well, I agree with Taryn that this was definitely like Tamar's episode as far as the winner goes. If you're looking at like who did the best like relationship building in the house, Ricky is like key in all of these conversations. Like, I don't think he did the best relationship building in the house necessarily, but Ricky's having this one-on-one with Tom. Ricky is the one like thanking Ryan for sharing his story. Like, to me, there was like an undercurrent of Ricky connection in these scenes.
I just don't know why they waited till the recap to show these moments. I kind of feel like you have Ryan Lochte, you know, explaining what's going on here with this big scandal. I don't know why you don't show that. You have Tom Green talking about like having like a real moment about is there not enough time because we got to get to the back to the you know, exploding challenges.
Yeah, we need to cut back to the next half hour long challenge, and we need to explain more about how the Mooch is a mole. Mm-hmm. And bonus challenge, everyone.
Safety challenge.
Yeah, so there's like I said, going into this episode, they had a ton of stuff on the cutting room floor that they could have aired here. And even in this episode, I feel like 3/4 of it was stuff we'd already seen, and they had so much more. Even like, set aside the stuff that they cut the feeds away from, the stuff that they don't want us to see, that it got too ugly, they don't want us to see any of this, set that aside, there's still a ton of great, fantastic stuff from the season that we could have seen that they just kind of let drift away. You know, so I don't really know what they're thinking.
Could you act those moments out and see if I laugh in 60 seconds?
Oh yeah! Why don't we just play the live feed update?
No, but I want to see.
Tara, could you?
I would like to hear it.
Could you?
Are
give
you calling
us,
me a coward if I don't do it? Is that what's happening?
You don't perform for me right now, Tara. And you're a coward.
Can you give us some of the best moments that didn't make the live feed updates? Yes, like from some of the things that you were going to say that we didn't get to see when we watched the live feed updates.
You know, that doesn't happen all that often. It actually did happen today, but it was because of a controversial thing.
Oh,
it's not funny.
Okay. All right. Not a funny thing.
Come on, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Well, look, it's
I'm out. Forget it then.
All right. So then, and then Marissa Jarrett, when Elker came, we're going to get set up for that. They handled this so poorly in terms of like their time management. We get an episode full of clips that we've already seen, and it's like, we'll tune in on Wednesday to see how this HOH competition, like, would it kill them to have the HOH competition in the show before the finale?
You can't have an HOH competition and a recap
episode. Why do they do it this way?
I mean, the one controversial opinion, I'm upset because I thought this was going to be maybe half clips and half HOH into like conversations about it. But fool, silly me for thinking like this would be a real episode.
No.
Controversial though throughout the season, and I agree usually with Melissa about like not loving the challenges on Big Brother. On Celebrity Big Brother, it's definitely fun to see celebrities being mocked. They did not go easy on them this season. Like the rodeo one sticks out. That was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Even this one where they come in these dinky bat costumes that would make even Joey Lawrence would be jealous that he wasn't there for that. But so I like watching them for the most part. So I was upset to not at least see more than, I think it was 9:58 they started the HOH competition.
Yeah. Allie, are you excited for the musical Bats?
Oh, I mean, take all of my money, please.
Yes. Tara, I saw a tweet. I don't know if we have it, but do you think that Joey Lawrence will be upset to know that people dressed as bats and he did not get to be a part of that?
I think he's going to be very upset. I think that, you know, somebody tweeted me a picture of Joey Lawrence as Mr. Clean. That's going around now. And we all know that the role of Batman has been filled by Robert Pattinson. So that's not fun. That's not hashtag team fun for Joey Lawrence. Okay. So everything's turning out really poorly for him, right, unfortunately.
Okay.
But he got the Super Bowl prediction right. So there's that.
True.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Anything else about the episode itself before we get to some questions? No. Okay.
We're good.
All right. Let's get into some of the questions. Okay. We're going to start off here with Ty on Twitter says, baby Brenchel is big now. Holy moly. Or holy.
Holy moly. Oh, sorry. I stepped on the holy moly.
No. No apology necessary.
I wonder if Brenchel has the extra gentle baby powder that Joey needs.
Yeah. Always, and it's great smelling too, Taryn.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go to another question. Gwen wants to know, did I miss something? Since when was Lola waiting for marriage? Fake news?
Fake news.
Why? Was there a different story about Lolo that...
What would you have missed? Like, I love the, did I miss something? Like, I mean, do you normally know somebody's like know. Relationship history like that? No, you didn't miss anything.
We didn't miss anything.
You missed her finding religion at some point in her life.
She did say that she was busy. It was hard to meet somebody. Okay. Let's go to Chrissy Hoffbot. She says, can Lolo win? Taryn, you've run the numbers a million different ways that at this hour, can Lolo win?
It's tough. It really is. And I think I had her beating Tamar prior to this because I think that she has four votes locked. Ricky, Natalie, Tom, Cato. I think those are four locked votes for Lolo over Tamar. She just needs one more. And I think that one is pretty easy to get. But again, this episode reminding people, hey, Lolo is really mean to you. Tamar is really fun. That could mean that she gets those other five votes. Or it could even, you know, again, reminding Tom and Cato how mean Lolo was, I could even see them potentially swinging over, even though based on their social media right now, I think they lean Lolo. That doesn't mean that, that they can't change their minds after watching an episode like this.
Can I ask a question about that? I was hoping we'd see, I guess there was no reason we would see this, but when Eva, Natalie Eva Marie and Lolo. Oh, yeah,
she got like no screen time either, Natalie Eva Marie.
Yeah, no, but I'm going to give her some airtime here. Okay. When they were talking about one of them was going to get evicted, Lolo was like, Natalie, you know, I have nothing to go home to. Mm-hmm. Is Lolo willing to like give like, my life is terrible. I have no medals. I have no one at home. At as like her jury speech, like is that what is going to happen from Lolo?
I think so. I mean, that's what she's talked about as in terms of like why she wants to win. That's what like Tom had a conversation with her about, like that's why he would give her the win. And talking about jury votes, I almost forgot too. She's making Instagram posts talking about how much she loves Joey Lawrence and how what a great guy he was toward the end of the game. And he responded like, oh my God, thank you so much, Lolo. These words mean so much to me.
Taryn, I heard you say this earlier today that Lolo is making Instagram posts. Can you walk us through how this is happening? Does she order somebody in the live feeds like, all right, make a post.
Some sort of tablet.
I thought they could just tweet. They could do Instagram also.
There was some kind of Instagram, but I was confused too because Joey responded. Like I said, Joey posted the thing, and then there was a response from Lolo to Joey that was like, oh, I'm glad that you liked my words, Joe. Like she saw it. I'm very confused about this myself, and I haven't seen anybody else talk about it. But they're just making social media posts. I think they're able to post. I guess, or it was a screenshot of a tweet that Joey posted on Instagram. Okay, so that's what happened there. And then maybe it's whoever was running Lolo's account pretending to be Lolo to get Joey's vote. I don't know.
Okay, all right. So she's gonna be giving a cut to her social media. Valet. Okay. Let's take this question from Taylor. How different do you think the boot order would have been if the Mooch didn't leave early? Allie, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say, right? Because he was such a premeditated twist. Was his alliance with Cato and Tom real? Like, would that have been? I mean, let's say that that was real, then like they would have had a third, which I think would have helped. At that point, is the Mooch like adding like ability to the alliance? Is the Mooch detracting? It seems like everybody really liked the Mooch, so maybe that would have curried favor for Tom and Cato, but I'm clearly talking out of nowhere because he was a predetermined twist the whole time.
So obvious, as plain as day, that I mean that the writing was on the wall that Mooch was a twist the whole time.
Yeah, everybody knew. I saw somebody, I think they either tweeted me or it was posted somewhere that they met the Mooch.
Yes.
And they got him to sign something that said, I swear it was a pre-planned twist, signed the Mooch.
What?
I swear, I'm
Did
pretty sure
notarized?
I didn't dream that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Did this really happen? I don't know.
Fake news.
Okay.
Also, I did find the Instagram post. I did also did not imagine Lolo Jones on Instagram replying, "I genuinely meant every word and apologize for the tense moments. Not everyone will know the moments we had in the house."
Joey
that's okay.
Lawrence,
I appreciate your words.
Joey Lawrence, you're being catfished. Talk to Dina Lohan.
Right? What is happening
Lolo
there?
Jones is not on Instagram.
And she's not allowed to see his post, so that how could that be her? It must not be her.
You're
but she's
being
clearly
catfished.
Pretending to
you've,
be her.
You've never met Lolo Jones.
Okay. Which P.S. I can't wait for that episode of Catfish because Neve Shulman has like the host of Catfish has tweeted about that like at least three times.
Yeah,
since he read about it on TMZ because
he's all about it. Yeah, yeah.
Allie, were you buying that the guy on Twitter was really the boyfriend of Dina Lohan?
Yeah, 100%. Just like Dina Lohan is buying that her boyfriend is a real person. I'm for sure buying that's a real guy.
Yeah. That guy's like, yeah, just Western Union me the money to get the FaceTime. Okay. All right. Then Melissa Bott, what's more likely to happen? The Mooch attending the finale or Dina Lohan's boyfriend showing up? Do we think that the Mooch will be at the finale, Taryn?
I think he will. I think I heard that he will. He just won't be voting as far as I'm aware. So, yeah.
Why not let him vote? I mean, at this point, why not?
Because then we're going to get a tie. And then, I don't know, who's going to come in and break the tie? Like, Julie?
Well, because the Mooch twist was about second chances. Mooch will vote twice. He will break the tie.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Mooch gets to steal a jury vote, just like we were talking about before. But he also votes as himself as well.
Yeah. It will be funny to see the Mooch like talk about how great the twist was and how well it worked. It's like, oh my God, you should see the looks on your faces. Oh my God. It was incredible. I mean, all my time working in Washington, I never saw a big surprise like this. This was absolutely, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah,
it worked so well, people thought it was fake. Yeah. Can you believe it?
That's how you know. That's how you know. Okay. Ray wants to know, is Big Brother trolling us with this sitcom-style best of episode? Do they always do this? Yes. Yes. Are you trolling us, Ray?
hashtag it's my first season.
Yes. Yeah, they do it. Sometimes they do it twice a season, Ray.
That's what they've started to do.
Okay.
Torrance says there's enough material for another recap. So.
Okay, this is very meta. Torrance Armstrong says, will Allie laugh if Rob does a Norwegian Tom Green? Yes, yeah. My boom is on the... coffee is fun. It's fun. Okay. All right. Top Chef is coming up. Season 16, episode 10. A lot of people were waiting. So a lot of people say, hey, when's Top Chef coming out this weekend? Did you guys forget to make it? No, it's here. Ready for you. All right. Sex and the Kitty Girl. Allie, why is this episode of RuPaul's Drag Race recap called this?
Yeah, so this was actually the challenge. They did like a very meta, I imagine, to get around legal issues, like a sketch of Sex and the City, the movie, but the drag queens had to play both the character, like Miranda, and also the actress Cynthia Nixon. So it was a real mess. Nobody knew what was going on. Can't wait to hear them recap this.
So one drag queen had to be Miranda and Cynthia Nixon. So it was sort of like, why do we have to always go to this place? Like, and also I'm running for governor.
Yes, exactly. It was like they were doing the movie like, oh, we're at brunch. And then it was like cut. And then it would be like, you know, the two women who don't like each other fighting as actresses. Okay. It was like the Eat True Hollywood story.
All right. Well, this is interesting.
It was horrible. But the worse the challenge, the better the recap. So I can't wait to hear Brent, Liana, and Micah talk this one out.
Why are there five drag queens on the poster?
Great question. So there was a fifth person who portrayed an actress who was only in one episode who fell out of a window for partying.
Yes. No, I remember that.
You should check out the episode and the recap.
Yes. Wasn't she from Third Rock from the Sun, that lady?
I believe you're correct, but I think you have a better knowledge of Sex and the City than I do.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'll stick to Sex and the Kitty Girl. You can stick to Sex and the City.
Okay, good. All right. Then, Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, episode 22. We went back to March 11th, 1995, talking about everything that was going on there when we spun a wheel of podcast ideas and had a lot of fun talking with Akiva about everything going on there. On Tuesday morning, it is one of the last live feed updates of Celebrity Big Brother. On February 12th, 2019, Taryn is going to be ready to go. Taryn, was it a busy day on the feeds today?
No.
Will you have a guest tomorrow?
Probably not.
Okay.
Will you?
Yes,
we'll be going over more of the games. I went over the first person's game this morning, the person that won HOH, and then tomorrow I'll probably choose whoever wins the veto. The veto is still being played as we speak, so I'll go over their game, and then the final day I'll go over the final two people that I haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, people are asking me that we didn't do spoilers tonight, but I don't have the heart to make Taryn reveal all of his notes tonight and then have to do it again tomorrow morning. You know, he's like,
I could give you the whole update right now.
That's fine. I won't make you do it twice. Okay. All right. Then of course the LFC roundtable is going to be back. The exciting week four of the LFC roundtable. So, check that out. What's that? 8:30 tomorrow night.
Yes, 8:30 tomorrow night, and it will be the final week for the Stock Watch. We're going to, you know, rate everyone. We're going to go over the jury votes in particular. I know Brent has some theories about the jury votes. He usually has some good ones, like Karen can win Big Brother Canada 5. So it'll be interesting to hear what he thinks and what the audience thinks when we release the form and see what you guys, how you guys feel about this, this jury vote.
Okay. And then on Wednesday night, I think it, what is it? Is it 8 to 10 or 9 to 11? I don't remember. We got to check your local listings, but we'll be live 15 minutes after the finale, 2-hour finale on Wednesday night. Myself, Taryn, Melissa, and Brent will all be here to talk about the winner of Celebrity Big Brother 2 and everything that happens along the way. So be on the lookout for that. Scott St. Pierre is telling me that 11:15 p.m. Eastern time. So put the coffee on, everybody. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Of course, we'll have the podcast for you if you can't stay up with us on Wednesday night. But we'll be running on adrenaline when we run to the end of Celebrity Big Brother 2. Of course, thank you so much to the patrons of Rob's Podcast. Make all of this podcasting possible throughout the Celebrity Big Brother season. Survivor's right around the corner. If you want to be a part of the Rob's Podcast patron community, go and check out robhasawebsite.com/patron for more information. I want to add also that the Winter of Stein is going to be recording tomorrow afternoon. So if you got questions for Eric Stein, hashtag Winter of Stein. We are going to got a lot of stuff to talk about with Eric since the last week. Of course, you can email winterofstein@robhasawebsite.com or leave us a voicemail, robhasawebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. Nicole and I are working on a Survivor preview as well. If you haven't listened to First One Out, that's available as well. robhasawebsite.com/S38 for all of our preseason information on Survivor 38. Are you pumped up for Survivor 38?
I am really excited for Survivor 38. The invites have gone out for my watch party. Save the dates have been out. I'm ready to go. I'm pumped for Edge of Extinction. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. It's all happening, and that will premiere 1 week from Wednesday night, believe it or not.
Yeah, I believe it because I've sent a for real text out, save the date, about a month ago.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. You could listen to
I just want to plug my own show.
Yeah, I was going to plug it for it. You could listen to Ali Lasher and Brian Cohen on the Challenge Rehab. It's the Challenge War of the Worlds.
Yeah, it's been great. It's only been one true episode. Taryn, I heard you. Are you going to continue to watch?
I will continue. Yeah, I'm going to stick in here for a little while.
All right, we'll see if we can get you on the show in our in your downtime in between when all of this wraps up. And I know Brent's been watching, so we'll try to take advantage of the Big Brother crossover. And I'm asking you now to put you on the spot because you can't say no because you're live. But we're having a lot of fun. Yeah, it should be good. I think it's everyone's pumped, which could only mean it's actually going to deliver.
Yes. Okay. I know. I want to check out the highlights so that I feel like I wish I could just get like the Big Brother cut of these episodes.
Do you know how you could do that? You could listen to the podcast where we'll talk about all the highlights.
That's good. And then give me timestamps of the episode so I know when to go back and see all my Pauly Califiori highlights.
Yeah, when we get off air, I will tell you Pauly Califiori's most recent Instagram story, which is quite controversial.
Ooh, so that'll be worth talking about. Okay. All right. And then will you cover it on the podcast as well?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll talk.
A little bit of a volatile situation. Okay. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Thank you to Brendan and Rachel for popping on and talking to us here tonight. We will be back on Wednesday night live for the finale of Celebrity Big Brother 2. Who will win? Find out Wednesday night. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.